Now, the young man that's going to share his thoughts with us tonight, it's been an awful lot of work for me because I've had to force him into it at times. No, he didn't think he had anything that anybody would want to hear. He's one of the most wonderful young men, truly is. And I wish he could have heard what I was with Liz today. Most of you know Liz. I went on her travels with her today. She goes around to her businesses that she has. And Stan, I wish you could have heard the things that she said about you. You would feel so good. She just told how wonderful he is. He's not a pusher or shover, or he underrates himself all the time, and everybody loves him, and he doesn't know that. And he's just a wonderful young man that's doing everything that he can now. He used to slip in and slip out. Oh, there he goes. But now he's very, 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 very faithful to our church, and he's doing something for it all the time. And with a little pressure from me, he has agreed that he would talk tonight. And I think it's only been once or twice that I've been able to do that in all these years. But you know what I've had tonight? There was a little lady that used to come to our church, and I called her, the little mother. She just loved being a mother. Tiny little thing she was. And at my age where I am, I'm very forgetful. But she stayed in my heart. And she was killed in a car accident. And vaguely, I think I remember something about it. And I know it would have really touched my heart. But again, when you get to be 87, you get so you don't remember everything as much as you wish you could. Too old for your search, so she doesn't have to worry. Pretty cute, isn't he? She doesn't know if she wants to agree with me or not. But anyhow, this little lady was killed in a car accident. I called her the little mother, but she loved her children and loved her family. And this right here is her hubby, that guy in the blue shirt. And that young lady's her daughter. And I did meet them once or twice, but I don't remember you, sir, but please try to remember my name and where I live so that I can not have to worry about not finding my way home, you know. But they've stayed friends with Beth all these years. But that little lady, that little tiny mother, and didn't have to go in a car accident. But how many years ago now? 20? No? Then I hadn't heard about that before. Just April. See, I'm not forgetful. I just hadn't heard about it before because it hadn't happened. April. How can this be? On 163 or 15? Oh, sir, I'm so sorry. Golly. Beth, you didn't tell me that, did you? No. Well, right now you're living in the body. You were living free of the body. Now you're living in the body, and someday you'll be living free of the body again. We all are. That's called God's plan. So we know she's fine, but okay. So now, back to the person that I was talking about that's going to speak. I think they left already. Did they leave already? Oh, no, it's you, Sam. Stanley Steamer. Oh, you can hear all the nice things you said about you today.
Well, I'm sure. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Glad you're here with me. And for the people that aren't here tonight, well, I'm going to teach you a little secret, so we'll be one step above them, so you'll have something on them. I'd like to start off with my reading today that I love. It's called The Open Door, but it fits in with my talk, and it's, "The eye through which I see God is the same eye through which God sees me. My eye and God's eyes are one eye, one seeing, one knowing, and one love." and that was by Meister Eckhart. But Immanuel Fox wrote about a poor painter who couldn't even afford to buy canvas. And one day the painter sees an old painting that was up for sale, and so what does he do? He buys it. And he's, in those days, you could clear the paint off and figure out what's under it and paint something new. So this is what the artist did, and he discovered it was an amazing painting by one of the masters. So he sold it. It made his money problems go away, solved his problems right there. So you and I often look as if we are damaged and imperfect on the surface. Our spiritual work is to erase these false images so that the true beauty can shine through. Too often we allow the world's opinions and beliefs to define us. We begin to believe in our limitations. We can move beyond these ideas. Ernest Holm reminds us that to learn how to think is to learn how to live. As we learn the truth about who we really are, we can rise above any limiting thoughts and live in the divine presence of who we are. Michelangelo, the famous artist, once wrote, "The greatest danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high, but falling short, but we set our aim too low and achieve our mark. We could have done better. We are all capable of doing great things. There's no limit what we can do with spirits our guide, and God is always in charge." So I thought that was kind of interesting for the reading for today. So as I began our talk tonight, I was trying to figure out, you know, it's always hard. Everybody talks about lots of things. What really is fitting in my life, or what's fitting in most people's life? And, you know, often I ask myself, really, what am I here for? What is my purpose? You know, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. Am I even doing the right thing? You know I'm still always a work in progress. There's always improvement every day for me to get better and to learn. I always remember when I was in the Army, and that was a long, long time ago, but their motto was, be all that you can be, which is true. I try to achieve that every day, the best I can be. So answering this question can be exciting and inspiring. It can be full of self-discovery and living as the souls that we were meant to be. Living my purpose is meant to be fulfilled and doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So it reminds me of a friend and a story. I have two little stories here. One was a friend, he's in his early 50s, and he worked for a banking industry and had achieved all the thing the world actually says that we're supposed to have. You know, had a partner, had a great house, had a dog, but he wasn't feeling complete. He liked to travel. And so as nearing retirement, he figured he could get an early retirement, which he did. And so he and his partner decided to put the house up for sale following their instincts. It just felt right. Well, the house sold in 3 days, and so then they wondered, maybe I priced it too low. And his partner said, no, it's all divine timing. It's meant to be that way. So the new owners decided they not only wanted the house, they wanted most of their furniture and artwork, which was amazing. So it freed them up. So what he did is they moved to Puerto Vallarta and decided we're going to give it 1 year. So Puerto Vallarta, if you haven't been there, is absolutely beautiful. There's lots of Americans and everyone there. And so he had always had inclination. He had always taken pictures, and he loved photography. He loved acting and singing. He sang in the men's chorus here in San Diego. So he started picking up his camera and taking pictures. And someone with the Puerto Vallarta Mirror, which is like the San Diego magazine, saw it. So 4 out of 4 consecutive months, different issues, his artwork was on the cover of these magazines. He decided he'd also start singing again, and he did. And he's acting, doing a one-man show, which is interesting. He's living his dream. I think that's amazing. And the other one is Ina Garten. I don't know if anybody of know who she is. She's the Barefoot Contessa. She and her husband are very successful, but she was a financial advisor at the White House at the time and not really making money. It's not always about money. She was trying to figure out what she really wanted to do in her life. She liked to cook and entertain. And so weekends were always filled with dinner parties. Looking in the paper one day, she discovered that there was a little shop up for sale in the Hamptons. She put a very low offer on it, thinking, you know, if God wants me to have this, it'll happen. Well, they called her. She didn't really expect that. They called her. She said, this is what I'm going to do. Well, as life unfolded, she owned the shop for 20 years. She's written many, many, many cookbooks and has a TV show and everything. Well, what does this all show and what's it have to do with us? It shows by following your instincts and listening to your heart, you get to live your purpose in life. So, you know, it is up to you. Unfortunately, no one can fulfill this life purpose except you. You have to do it, each and every one of us, as our own journey. And we have to figure out what works for us. You are such a unique soul that you chose to incarnate this time at the planet. You chose your parents. You chose almost every situation you've been in, good or bad. You can often wonder why I would do that, but it's always for your learning experiences. You have many, many experiences and talents that are needed on this planet and your venture. We all came here to do what Millie's often told us. We came here to express love and learn how to love more and do it unconditionally. You may not realize how much wisdom that you have within you. You've brought it all from you, from all your past lives, but you don't always remember it. So every day is a discovery to figure out something new. And when you get that little feeling that, you know, this feels right, or I should be doing that, or maybe I'll try this, that's really your instinct telling you that's something you really should be doing. You have a lot of help that's available to you. You have all your master teachers. You have your angel guides. You have your wisdom of yourself. You might already be tapping into this purpose and feeling of fulfillment. Wherever you are in your involvement, which is every day, we're evolving to something greater. As your soul always knows, the path that you're supposed to be on may take us a while to get there. Every day is always a journey, I always say. Reverend Millie has always tells us to watch your words, watch your thoughts, and watch your deeds, because those actions that we're listening to, talking, or whatnot, affect us every day and can affect the outcome of something that you're trying to do. These words are true to our life as they reflect back to us. All you have to do is look in your life and see what's going on, and you can see where maybe your thoughts or your deeds might have created that, even though sometimes we don't like to take credit for that. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Going on our very life right now, what were you thinking? What did you do to create that? Often we don't know. But as I've learned on my spiritual journey, to take each moment and think about it. As they always say, before putting mouth in motion, make sure brain is in gear. You know, that's always important. And I've learned, I'm getting better at it, especially in the car, because when someone cuts you off, you know, it's not always fun, and a few words might come out. But I realize karma happens so quickly. Not even within a block or two does the same thing happen to you, or you did that to someone else. And so it's a learning experience. It's right in front of me. And you're just wondering, wait, what's this thing called life? How does this happen? Do you remember a time in your life when you really you sensed what was important? You knew you were doing something, and somehow you've lost that energy, and you're not really sure. Maybe you painted, maybe you sang, maybe you did a lot of things. But take a moment to recall what that was. You felt energized at that moment, and you seemed to be moved along with the flow. And it could be in your past, or it could be something that's going on right now. Sometimes we have to stop and look at what's going on to wonder why we stop doing what we love. You know, lots of times people run, or they do lots of things. There's lots of excuses. We get busy. I don't have the time. I don't want to get up that early. You know, there's lots of reasons why we can't do it. But to get back in the flow, and it being in the flow is always having positive thoughts and positive energy. It always brings you your good thoughts. You might have met people who are connected with you along the way. Suddenly, here's someone that's helping you do what you need to do. Put out your intentions, whatever it is. I'm going to use painting a lot tonight because that seems to work. But maybe you wanted to paint. You haven't done it. well, all of a sudden, here's somebody that's right in your face, and they're going, well, gee, I was going to have a studio. I'm looking for artists. I can do a lot of things. Is that an accident? Is that coincidence? Is that doing what you're supposed to be doing? Kind of think it's interesting. So the door's open to you when the time is right. You may recall how you received inspiration that helped you overcome challenges. Always, life is up and down sometimes, and always in the worst times that we think that we're all alone, there's always that special person or friend that was right there, that listened, said the perfect word to you that you needed to hear. You know, is that an accident? I don't think so. I think God and the angels have kind of planned all of this and helped us. It's up to us what we do with it, though. We always have a choice. You know, we can move on, we can stay stuck, or we can be angry, or you can be happy. So I always say it's time in your spiritual, as you're growing, it's time to look at your experiences and figure out, what am I supposed to be doing to living my purpose? We are often reminded of the golden rule, do unto others as you do unto yourself. And the easiest answer to that is always live lovingly. When you're living lovingly, you're doing the golden rule. You're treating everyone as if you want to be treated the same way. So to clarify and live your life, a purpose of life, your life purpose is not so much a role you play, like a certain job. It's unfolding and the expression of the world or message that you share with the world by the way you live your life. You don't often think that people are looking at you how you live your life, but people are always watching. You are the example. Millie always says, teach by example, and that's so true. What do you do as part of your life purpose? What is it that you do? What do you want to do for your life purpose? But even more important is how you live your life. It is the energy and the attitude that will attract that to your life. So always keep your thoughts and your vibration up. As we sing the songs tonight, it's to raise the vibration. Some are corny, some are silly, but they raise the vibration. They get you happy. Your unique purpose is always unfolding to you. Do you notice you're always changing? Every week, you're different than the week before, and you're always thinking, how did this happen? I call it spiritual growth. I call it human growth. We're spiritual beings that are here for a human experience, so we're learning again. We're always learning, and we're learning as we're in spirit, so that's interesting. Take time to regroup your experiences every daily, weekly, whatever. Reflect on what's happened in your life. Journaling is a great way to do this. You get to see where you've come, where you went. And our Tuesday, Thursday night classes, we have books that Millie always tells you to write in. Write your God stories. Write what happened in class, because you do forget. It goes quickly, and you think, I'll always remember that moment. Well, you don't, you know, so expressing it. And always tell everybody thank you, or what a good job they did, or how you appreciate someone. As Millie shared the story tonight of the woman, I guess, that was killed. You know, when I see you right now, that may be the last time that I see you. We don't know. We don't know God's plans. So always be happy when you see somebody. And hopefully they're happy to see you, you know. Did you ever the feeling, I was meant to do that? Or I hear people all the time, you know, I was just born to do that. I knew I was going to do that. You know, a lot of people they're getting older, they're retiring. In between, they're doing things. I have a woman client who at 50 started running, you know, and she always wanted to run when she was younger. Somehow life got in the way. She started running again. She runs 10 miles every day, more than I want to do. But it's her goal and journey. It keeps her what she wants to do. She's happy. You know, this last, a couple of months ago, the Rock and Roll Marathon was just here. And there's a 94-year-old woman. This is her third time running, and she completed. You know, if she can do it, if you want to run, there you are. Always look at examples that are positive examples of that energy. Think about the times when you felt fulfilled and happy. What was it that you were doing that made you happy? Sometimes it's family, sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's our furry little critters that bring us happiness, you know. They love you and teach you so much unconditional love. And I want to say that the more that you connect within and review your life experiences, your purpose will become clearer to you. No one can tell you what to do. You can have life coaches, everything else. We're always trying to figure out, I don't know what I want to do. Sometimes the universe gives us a promotion. We lose a job, I call it. You get fired, whatever. But if that hadn't happened, whatever it is you're doing, teaching, working, writing, whatever, would have never happened. So always look at the good that that's creating and say, thank you, universe. You just gave me a promotion. And a lot of times, remember that your life purpose never gets fulfilled alone. You always have your angel guides along there. They're very key in my life, and hopefully in your life too. They're always helping us on our path. You always have to remember to ask, what is it that I'm supposed to do? Give me ideas. Give me signs. Let me know if I'm on the right path. Let me know if I should or shouldn't be doing this. You know, if you get quiet and listen to the voice within, you will always hear the answer. And usually it'll be what you're wanting to do. So I think it's kind of interesting how there are really no answers to putting us in life purpose, except knowing whatever you're doing is what you should be doing in your life if you love it. And if you don't love what you do, then maybe you should think about something that you do love. What is the saying? If I love what I do for work, I never have to work again a day in my life, because it's an adventure. It's a wonderful story. So I like, at the end in closing, it's called The Law of Dharma or The Purpose in Life, and it's by Deepak Chopra. Everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift or a special talent that you can give to others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exhalations of our own spirits, which is the ultimate goal of good. So I hope that this helped put somebody to think about their life path or their journey and know that you're doing the right thing right now at this moment. Thank you all for this time. Thank you.